You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. History Matters commentator Gary Joyner is here to profile a Civil War veteran who also was the youngest mayor of Shreveport and served as a federal judge.
A walk in Shreveport's Oakland Cemetery yields a fascinating tour into the region's history. Here among the residents are pioneers, luminaries, and paupers, a true cross-section of who we were and how we got here. Among those thousands of folks lies a particularly interesting man, almost forgotten. In his day, he was a powerful force and the epitome of the survivor. His name is Alec Borman. Alexander Alec Borman was born in Yazoo City, Mississippi in 1839. He holds the distinction of being both the youngest mayor of Shreveport at age 26, and when he died on vacation in 1916, he was the oldest seated federal judge in the United States. He graduated from the University of Kentucky in 1860 and moved to Shreveport just prior to the Civil War. There he read the law, at that time the normal method of becoming an attorney, at the offices of Benjamin L. Hodge and F.D. Austin. When war broke out, Borman volunteered and served as a lieutenant in Company A, the Caddo Rifles, a company in the Louisiana 1st Regiment of Volunteers, Confederate States Army. It was raised in Shreveport. He rose to the rank of captain and retained that rank throughout the war. The unit served in the Army of Northern Virginia, and Borman saw action during the entire 4 years of the struggle. After the war, in 1866, Borman returned to Shreveport. That same year, he was admitted to the Louisiana Bar Association. He was elected mayor of the city of Shreveport. During those early days of Reconstruction, Borman had to contend with federal authorities, a local populace that was unsure of what was going to happen to them, a devastated economy, and had very little resources. He took control and managed Shreveport through very difficult times. He was not a typical politician, especially during Reconstruction. Borman did not believe in kingmaking. He did his best as a public servant, and he wanted someone else to come in and continue the work. Forward thinking was one of Borman's hallmarks. He began the first municipal fire department in Shreveport by purchasing a steam fire engine and locating it near the center of the urban buildings. He did not seek re-election, but was voted onto the city council. Shreveporters admired him and wanted him involved. After a single stint on the council, Borman became the city attorney before he ran as a Democrat on the newly created Louisiana 4th Congressional District in 1872. He easily won. This was highly unusual during the depths of radical Republican Reconstruction. He returned to his law practice in Shreveport in 1873 and switched parties to be a Republican. He was elected to a seat on the Louisiana 10th Judicial District bench in Caddo Parish and served until 1881. At that time, Borman was chosen by President James A. Garfield to hold a seat on the newly created Federal District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. He guided the construction of two consecutive federal courthouses in Shreveport. Borman set many precedents for judicial review, and in the new district, he was considered a consummate jurist. Upon his death on vacation at Loon Lake in upstate New York in 1916, Borman's body was returned to Shreveport and was buried in the Elsner lot in Oakland Cemetery. His epitaph simply reads, Alec Borman, United States Judge, 1839-1916. Borman was rakishly handsome, a dynamic leader who did not easily come to power, a patriot, a realist, something of a political chameleon, and above all, an honest man. He is the absolute epitome of the survivor during the turbulent times of the 19th century. He is positive proof that history matters.